Yeah. All right, you just heard Zulo with the song Nueva Iglesia, and that is from their El Album Blanco released this month on Fake Sex Tape, which is out of Argentina. Before that, DBR with The Nest, and that's from their cassette release this month, and they are out of Berlin, Germany. Before that, Flipior with Plastique, and that is, or that was, released in December on Paris's Idiotape Records. And then we started it out with Clickbait with Fish Filet, and that is from their Fish Filet Money 7-inch release in November, and they are out of Chicago. All right, we're getting into the last set of this episode, and we're going to start it off with Era de Paralehi, and the name of the song is Nada.
Oh,
All right, that was the last set of this episode, and I ended it with Taker with the song Town, and that's from their Sons and Daughters LP release this month, and they're out of Buffalo, New York. Before that, Forma with the song Expectative from their self-titled LP release this month, and they are out of Bilbao, Spain. Before that, new stuff from Añón with the song The Figurine. That's from their LP Pale Horses, released in November, and they're out of Leipzig, Germany. And then we started it off with Era de Perelehi with the song Nada. That's from their EP released in November on Discos Banana, and they are out of Spain. All right, before I leave you, there are some things I need to share with you. Let me get to the right place here. Listen to Maximum Rock and Roll at maximumrockandroll.com/radio. Email at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. If you have music that you would love to submit to us, please do. But if you choose to, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD only and cassette releases to MRR P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California 94609. We do accept donations, and they are appreciated. You can do so at MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. And of course, subscribe and rate us wherever you find podcasts. Episodes are edited by Brandy with support from Paul. And if you need a clean version for AirPlay, you can find that at radio.maximumrockandroll.com. All right, I hope everyone is hanging in there. There's a lot going on right now. So I hope that the episodes that your wonderful Maximum Rock and Roll DJs bring to you weekly provide some degree of solace, whatever that might be, if at all possible, based on the state of the world, let alone this country right now. I am going to leave you with a classic, because I always leave you with a classic, but I always say it's what I regard as a classic. And tonight, oh my God, I always do that. Maybe it is nighttime and you're listening. I don't know. Whether it's daytime, nighttime, afternoon, middle of the night, I'm leaving you with the Instigators with the song The Blood Is On Your Hands. Yeah, until next time. As I said, hang in there.
Yo, it's Eboshi.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do? Take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's. You know what I like? Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Burnaby, BC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections.
As the climate warms, farmers in the Midwest are struggling with more extreme weather, from floods to droughts, heat waves, and wildfires.
It kind of feels like every year is a new, unexpected challenge.
And Natalie Hoidl, an extension educator at the University of Minnesota, says small vegetable farms, like those that sell produce at farmers markets, are among the most vulnerable. These businesses operate on narrow profit margins. Many farmers work second jobs to afford health insurance and make ends meet. and they have less access to crop insurance and other supports than many big industrial farms.
They don't have these safety nets that a lot of other farmers do.
So even in good times, it's a hard business, and a bad year can be devastating. She says farmers are trying to adapt, for example, by relying more on crops that grow in the spring or fall when warming can be an advantage. But she says they need support, too.
Having better crop insurance options, having funding to implement resilience measures, even like bigger societal changes like affordable health care, that would really influence the viability of a lot of farms.
So they can keep growing food for their communities, even as the climate warms.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.